Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on today in Creighton with Steve Schindler,
Bill? Well, the temperature's dropped a little bit, and that's opened the door for a big event, and they'll be outside of the bank today. But Steve's been trained in this for, I don't know, 20 years, and it's something he just gifts back to people to take on his passion right there. But they'll be doing, right out of the Creighton Airport, they'll be doing tandem skydiving.
Yes.
Tandem skydiving. Schindler is a distinguished skydiver, so you'll be strapped to Shin Daddy as you jump out of an airplane, and you will land on Main
Street.
Prefer
not to be, actually. He
will bring you right down into Main Street. Yes, he'll bring you right
They're
down.
They're just falling out of the sky.
Falling out of the sky like that. So there will be, if you hear the planes going,
you know what's happening.
You know what's going on like that. They'll take off from there. They'll take you up over the top of Creighton. You know, like that, boom.
How many times is he jumping out today?
Probably 40.
Okay, he's a marvel.
Yeah, probably 40 times.
And that would be draining.
Yes, it'd be draining like that, but he knows that people want to do it.
Think about the legs with the landing every time.
The strength, right. as he brings you in.
He's an ox.
Yeah, he is. He's an oxen. He's stout.
Yeah.
He's stout.
He's an oxen.
Yes. And so Steve's been doing this for like 30 years, and he wanted to share it with everyone else.
Never a mishap.
The dream, never a mishap. He packs his own shoes. He packs his own chutes. He folds his own. He's a guy.
See how tired he's going to be tomorrow?
I trust
himself.
That's
a tiring day.
It's a tough day for him like that. But
think about
Creighton's excited about it. They're going to have they've already signed up. So they'll meet him out there. They're already at the airport right now. The first plane's about ready to take off with Steve in it. So there's like six people in there with him. And then he just loads up, boom, go down, gets another one. And
goes back up.
Goes right back up. About 40 times. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people doing it. So tandem skydiving.
Wow. At Creighton.
At Creighton.
Shindash.
Heck of a day. Yes.
Stout.
Look at him. Look at him.
Look at that guy.
Look at him.
Yes.
Cut out right in front of us.
Right in front of us.
Good job,
look at
Ben.
People see him. He's on the cutout right there.
That's something that, Rick Hayman did such a great job with that song. They're talking about the lineman of the county, and they talked about on the telephone up on the pole reminded me of Green Acres.
Did it?
Remember at Green Acres? You had to climb on Green Acres, the show Green Acres. Yeah. You had to climb up the, yes, they had to climb. I think it was it Oliver? Was that his name?
I don't know, Bill.
Yes, he had to climb up. He had to climb up on Green Acres. He had to climb up onto a pole to use the telephone. Remind me of that. Absolutely.
That was a pretty epic performance by Rick today.
It was, yeah. It's been a couple weeks we hadn't heard from Rick, so I had to get back to it.
Thank you.
Thanks to Shin Daddy for always, and Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2 on Early Break.
100.
464-5685, call or text as always. We are 23 days away from kickoff, Nebraska-UTEP on August 31st, and I'm curious. I want to hear from the fans. 464-5685. What concerns the fans, and I guess us too, about the team as we approach the season? What is the biggest concerns you have regarding this upcoming season?
There's two things.
Where do you start?
Things. There's two things that are glaring.
Okay.
I mean, we've covered it a little bit, but listen, Teddy's done. Teddy Prohaska. You know, he hurt his knee.
I was going the same way. I was thinking the same thing. You nailed it, Steve.
He hurt his knee. So he might have been the starting left tackle. He might have been the backup left tackle. Turner Corcoran's not, I don't think he practiced yesterday. I mean, he's not he hasn't been fully healthy in a long time. Now, hopefully Corcoran will be okay. But they're not, contrary to the local media, which is one of the strange holes that we've seen in the offseason, is contrary to what the local media says, the offensive line's not blessed with great depth. You can't even really tell me who the right tackle backup is to Benhart. I don't know exactly who that would be. I don't know who it would be if Corcoran went down now. You're talking about guys that you're not sure of. Okay, so that would be the lack of depth. So inside at guard, you love Mazuka at left guard, and you love Justin Evans at right guard. Letofsky's hurt. That's your swing guy. I don't know when he'll... They say 2 to 3 weeks with a calf injury. We'll see on that. He may be ready for the opener, maybe not. Okay, that's a concern. You have this franchise quarterback. Now you have some questions up front.
Yeah. Mine would just be injury in general, not just to the O-line, just injury. I sent you yesterday, starting running back for Texas, out for the season. Mm-hmm. He started as a true freshman, expecting to be one of their best players, out for the season, knee injury. So I'm just saying, in general, it's not like to get panicked over, but
no,
where does the if
this isn't some, panic time?
No, I'm just saying, but some people can get hit with an injury,
right?
And no matter what, no one, you think right now there's a lot of places like that. Well, if we lost this or lost this, no, it'd be devastating. Mm-hmm. It would be devastating. Some spots are going like, well, Ohio State, what do you guys have at quarterback? Well, we got five, and the lowest one's a 4-star. Mm-hmm. You know, they got players, they're pretty stacked up, so probably not as devastating to a certain spot, but injuries are always something that are always a concern and what it can do.
And then I would say the special teams, just punter, kicker. The punter has been in a slump. He might be okay now. We'll see. You don't know, though. It's a little shaky. And you don't know exactly what the kicker situation is going to look like because, you know, right out of the gate, Matt Rhule told us that Tristan Alvano had surgery and wasn't available for the first couple weeks of camp. So it's not, I mean, listen, he might be okay, but that's not what you want to hear.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's not perfect. And the offensive line situation's not perfect. So there's a lot of good though. There's a lot of good. Like if you're looking for positives, it's not hard to find them. I mean, they got a great receiver core. They got I do believe that Dylan could start, I mean, kind of a national buzz by mid-October. I think you could head towards that, but he's got to be protected. You know, there's got to be some level.
And it'd be another concern would be quarterback, would be depth.
Yeah.
Would be there's three on scholarship.
Yeah.
And two of them are true freshmen.
Yeah.
So that would still be, if you just overall, if you big pictured it and you.
One's true freshman.
What's that?
Kalen's a true freshman too.
Oh, two. Oh, yeah. I guess if you're,
Kalen and Rhule are both true freshmen.
Yeah, oh, okay, other than Dylan. Yeah. So yeah, Kalen's a true freshman. Yeah.
So if you looked at, if you just took anyone and just said, okay, what's going on at Georgia? And you said, well, they got three quarterbacks on scholarship, probably going to start a true freshman. And they only have three on scholarship.
Right, and one's a true freshman.
That would be the other one. So that would be a concern for most places. That would
100
be, may pan out great, but it's still a concern.
Right.
When you go through it, then in your depth.
Yeah, and are you? Now listen, you're losing all that quarterback run game. We've covered this, but you got to get a running back running game going again with an offensive line that I like. I think I like it. I like the guys that are available, but I'm telling you, they're one more injury away from, okay, this is
chaos.
A little trouble. And it's still pretty early in camp. It's still pretty early in camp. That's the thing. Now, I don't know. I don't know what Rule would tell you about this, but I was sitting with some guys last night, and one of them was very plugged in, and he said, oh, you know, you should worry. It's a concern. The offensive line situation is a concern.
Like you said, in Corcoran, this is a guy that got hurt mid-October last year, missed the rest of the season with a foot injury.
He's been injured.
He's coming back from injury.
Corcoran's a huge part of this story. He's huge. He is gigantic. He's probably going to be your left tackle. He could become a great story, like a great comeback story. He's had a rough career, but he could end it on a really strong note. Yes,
and I have
they need him. Yeah. They need him.
Zero insider information. Zero for me. On what his injury was. But I tell people this all the time. I've been on record on this. What scares you the most when people talk about injuries is foot. Mm-hmm. It scares me more than an ACL. Because ACL's like, yep, it's going to come back. It's going to be 100%, and it's going to take this much time. Oh, this is what it is. Feet don't work that well.
Thank you.
And feet on big people is always
brought that big running back in a few years ago, and the first thing I heard was, well, he's got a foot issue. I'm like, oh, that's great. What does he do for a living?
Yeah.
He runs. Yeah. He cuts. He's got a foot problem, and he weighs 230. Yeah. That's wonderful. Never panned out.
Yeah.
Was that Marquis Stepp for USC?
Yeah.
The foot injuries are just, that's just, it would just, right away, it's like, oh, he's got a foot. It's like, oh, I've seen more careers not go again, which obviously is not the case here because he's practicing. I know he didn't practice yesterday, whatever, but
Turner,
he's practicing.
Right.
So I have no information on that. I'm just saying the injury is very hard. Foot injuries are hard. That's all I'm saying.
100. It's just common sense.
Yeah.
When I heard that about Stepp, I was like, oh, God. And it never panned out.
It never did.
Never panned out. Oh, he had a foot problem. What's he do? He weighs 230 and he hammers his feet. I mean, he just hammers them in practice. Yeah. You know, and not offensive linemen.
I've seen smaller size players recover much better.
Right.
I've just seen that. I've seen him putting screws in. I've seen things. I'm like, wow, how'd that guy ever play again? Oh, he did. Mm-hmm. And so, but bigger bodies, it's hard on feet. Mm-hmm. And just the wear and tear, like you said, just the day-to-day wear and tear.
Oh, God, yeah. So those are the concerns. But, no, if you're a Nebraska fan, you would tell yourself, well, those are concerns. But we also have an excellent defense with 9 returning starters that was 11th in the nation and could be better, probably will be better, maybe not. It may not be statistically better because you have a couple offenses that could put up numbers on you, Ohio State, USC, but probably better. What are you laughing
at? Well, we got some response here on the text line to what concerns you most about the season, 402-464-5685. Regarding the defense, I didn't expect this take to happen, but people have thoughts. DeWitt Ron says it. Ron and DeWitt. It's labeled DeWitt Ron. That's what
That threw
Ron
me.
And DeWitt.
Yeah, me too. DeWitt Ron.
He says he's concerned mostly that the 3-3-5 defense is a gimmick that will get figured out and gashed.
I don't know. I don't think it's
gimmick. That wouldn't be a high concern of mine compared to a couple other things with it. Like I said, there's different ways to look at it, but like I said, if you get 11 good players out there, they'll execute well. And they'll have that chance. Last year obviously there's two things that happened was that they played very well and then they got nice matchups. Juggernaut of offense that they played would have been
Michigan. And they put 45 on.
Was 45 and that was really it.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did they play that would be a
Jake help me out.
Colorado put up 36 in the second game.
But were they even a top 50 offense?
I'm not sure by the time
it was all said and done.
They have some skill, but
they weren't.
They lost their last nine.
Yeah, they were 4-8.
Yeah.
And so there wasn't so they didn't have that. So they'll play a few more teams this year that have a little bit more, but not a ton.
Question for Bill. There's a clear question that he can help us out with. How much will it help opponents that they have, they can now they can adjust to Tony White's defense? They've seen it, and now the second go around will be easier for opponents.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, there's a little bit of just an every, like I said, getting a chance and okay, this is what they do. You have a chance. You know, when you play Iowa, you have a great feel. You have a researched history against them. And so, you know, this is what they do. Here's how they do it, this thing. So it does help you a little bit to be able to see it for a long time. But in the end, it's still, you know, the it's like, okay, we saw Michigan. Everyone saw him, right? You saw him. Didn't slow them down. No. They were unbelievable up front. They would play with three or four tight ends. They had great running backs and all the part of like that. Oh, I've seen it. I know exactly what they're going to do. And it still was first. It still was second and four.
If I were a Nebraska fan, I would lean in hard. If I'm looking for reasons for optimism on the defense and the receiving core, I would lean in hard on it because I think you're going to be able to move the ball effectively because the receiving core and Fedoni. Borkercher, and I'll even say Carter Nelson in that group, you're going to be able to move it. They got to get a serviceable running game with it. Serviceable, at least.
Yeah.
And that's, again, it goes back to the offensive line. What else are you hearing from the Breakers?
From Beef Taco says, call me Wet Blanket Tacos here.
Okay. I love Beef Taco.
But special teams going to cost us multiple games. It says, neither Buscini nor Alvano has proven they can meet the big moment so far.
Oh, it's true. I mean, I get...
Now, hang on. I'm jumping on this one. Timeout.
Okay, jump.
Timeout. I think I have this stat someplace on my phone. But when Buscini came in, and I was lucky enough to be the one that recruited, Nebraska, went up 80 spots in net punt. Mm-hmm. Went up 80.
So that was 2022.
22. So he had that. You can't say that he hasn't responded because they went up. His first year, he did a tremendous job.
He averaged 44 yards a kick.
Last year was not as good, but he has
tailed off.
And also, he was an All-American at Montana.
Mm-hmm. So he's done it.
So he has done it.
Whatever, he has proven it.
If he's not playing well now, that whatever that is. Mm-hmm. But I would fully suspect that he'll play great. But my point is, when you go up 80 spots mm-hmm. in net punt, mm-hmm. it's because you had a great punter.
Yeah.
He punted very well. In one game, he had to punt, or two games at least, with a very severe sprained ankle.
Was that late or early?
It's early. I think he sprained it against Oklahoma
okay.
in that game.
So pretty early in the season.
Pretty early in the season. So I'm not trying to get on the bandwagon for Brian. I have great faith in him.
What's wrong with getting on the bandwagon?
But he did go up 80 spots.
Yeah, Buscini is proven. No. He's proven. Alvano, kind of proven. I mean, he came on last year a little bit, right?
Has he made a kick in the clutch, though? So he makes that long
kick. That's what I worry about.
Against Purdue, and the game was in hand for Nebraska. He made the 55-yarder, which was impressive.
It's 100%.
But when it came down to a clutch kick, did he make any last year?
That's why I tell, like, Sean Callahan, when we talk about John Hull, who's, I'm sure he's a good kid, good kicker. Nico Automelli, good kid. I'm sure he's a good kicker. But how are, I mean.
This is the clutch.
I mean, we're Big talking. Moment. I just try to tell people, close your eyes. Think about Saturday afternoon playing Rutgers, and the game is 17-16, and you have 16, and there's a minute left, and there's so much on the line. Can you make that kick from 40? I mean, that's what you got to do.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about going over to practice and saying, oh, boy, it sounds good coming off his foot. I don't care. I mean, can he make a 42-yarder in cold with a bat, maybe the snap's not perfect. Can you put it through? I don't care what it looks like in August. I really don't. It doesn't matter to me. You know a Division I team's going to have a kicker who can kick it in August, okay? Well, how about October when the wind's swirling at Memorial Stadium? And you got to have it. I mean, you got to have it. It's dead silence. Everybody's waiting. Can you just whip it through there? Because I've seen a lot of kickers who can, but I've seen some who can't. And it talk about a downer.
it's a real thing, though.
It is 100.
100.
I mean, Bill coached it. I mean, you got to have dudes. And that's what I worry about. They can kick it right now. How are they going to be in the heat? That's what I wonder about. It's tough. Those are tough jobs. I've gone out there, Bill, I've gone out to the 40-yard line, 35-yard line. Mm-hmm. Looked at the uprights. That looks small to me. It looks small.
Also, I always love it sometimes when people are, you know, very, kickers. And I was like that at times with some certain aspects of it because they don't get banged around. They don't do those things. But the skill set that they have to have, the ability to hit a ball with your foot and put it through from the skills. And oh, by
I
the
can't
way,
even imagine
also it. There's a snap and a hold that goes with it.
Yeah, I want to tell you, Bill, I respect the hell out of
the skill set
guys.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's just phenomenal.
No. Don't ever interpret what I'm saying.
No, I'm not.
A lack of respect for kickers. God, I respect them.
Yeah. But you're right, though. But can they make that kick? And certain people. There is something about kickers that, as far as an it factor.
Oh yeah.
Some people just have an it factor. Oh. They can just make it. They can they're breathing the same as they did. They're like going, this is just everyday stuff to us. And Nebraska had so many come through.
They'd hit,
They had a lot of those come through.
One after another.
Yeah.
But those guys I respect them like I respect Scotty Scheffler. I mean, that's a rough job.
Yeah. Well, incredible hitting a ball. I'm gonna get a par 4 at 460 yards. I'm gonna hit this little ball in four strokes or less into a cup this big.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah. Make it look easy.
What a game.
Kickers are like that.
What a job by Jake with this section.
Jake, just go out and stand at the 35.
I have before. That is.
At the upright.
I used to try to kick. I used to try to kick field goals at the Cook Pavilion when I was in college, and I suck. Yeah. I am horrible.
So who were you over there with, Jake?
Seth. Me and Seth. And I tell you what this.
Seth, you up for this?
I'll tell you what. Seth also sucks at kicking. Right. We were both horrible. I mean, people like right around that field. A couple times we drilled people with the kick.
That's good, Jake.
Just drilled them. And it wasn't even close.
Seth.
Like, it's one thing if you make it, it comes down and hits them. Okay, whatever.
The fact that Jake was in the indoor kicking field goals.
It was terrible.
Jake, you played tennis.
Yeah, in high school. I played soccer for a while growing up, so I should have some ability to kick.
Were you straight on or soccer style?
Soccer style.
Were you?
Yeah, okay. Soccer style.
Well, what else are the Breakers saying about concerns?
A lot of it is kicking. I mean, it's the same thing we said the whole time. It's offensive line and it's kicking. That's the main thing. Nobody said anything defensively besides Ron and DeWitt. That's the only guy that said anything defensively.
Yeah,
it's
O-line
and kicking.
I think you feel really good about the defense. I just think you can't pick anything apart. And I think that they'll move the ball with Dylan, but you gotta be able to run it a little bit. Offensive line's my number one concern now. It needed to stay. I just thought it needed to stay intact. And having Teddy, even as a backup, I felt good about because Corcoran's been injury prone. That's just a fact. It's just a fact.
We have a quick call before we get to break here.
Phone call.
Yeah, phone call. We have Eric. Eric, you're on early break. What's on your mind, man?
So when you're talking about Corcoran and these injuries and that, I'm trying to look at things, especially based on how things have been the last 15, 20 years, to be a little more positive about some of the guys they've brought in. So maybe a guy like Gunnar Gatula or Sam Sledge or someone can step up and be good on the line. Maybe some of the new kickers they have can be good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like we have a lot to go downhill from where we've been in the past. So I feel like with some of the guys they've brought in, the old Knicks fan, not give them a chance and let's see what we have. I mean, these guys are young. We have a young quarterback. We can't expect everything to happen this year. I know everybody would like to. Mm. But I feel like they've recruited, if I'm to believe everything I read, they've recruited well. They're developing guys. Get some of these young guys in early. And let them develop. And, maybe you're going to end up having something better in the end than what you have now.
Mm.
So I feel like I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to go to the games. I'm going to watch and see what happens. But I feel like there's a good chance that they're going to be better. And can I say one more thing, please?
Sure. What do you got, Eric?
I was in Denver, and I was sitting with Tyrone Bird talking about how I wish – Coach Bush had been considered for the position that opened up. And right at that moment, Tyrone said, speak of the devil, because Bill had texted him, and I told Tyrone to tell him there's a Breaker sitting here that liked your show.
Oh, yes, so you're talking about T-Bird. Yes, that's Tyrone Bird.
Yeah, I was sitting there with him at his house, and you, right as I was talking about you and wishing you were coaching, he said, speak of the devil, and it was you texting him.
That was texting him congratulations for the Hall of Fame and find out when he's going to be back here. I had a chance to coach him like that, and he did mention that's very nice of you like that to say the kind words. That is awesome.
Eric.
And T-Bird's an awesome dude, and we're very excited about him being in the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah. So thank you very much. Have a good one, guys.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Bird. That's a great nickname, by the way.
It is.
Eric said something that's interesting. So he has patience. Let's let some of the young guys play and see how it works. Hey, I have to remind myself, because of the nature of the ongoing conversation, the broader conversation and the fan base, this is only year two. But it seems like in year two, people want it now. They want eight. They want nine. Now.
Well,
you got to remind yourself, it is year two right now. That's it.
It's because of the change of the whole scope of college football. I mean, like I said, when Washington is not known as a juggernaut, they're mm-hmm. a solid program. Uh-huh. And they went there and they won, 9 or 10 his first year? And the second, in year two, they were in the national championship
game.
Mm-hmm. National championship game.
Yeah.
In Washington. So it wasn't like, well, the
needed
and
time.
So because of NIL and transfer portal, mm-hmm. the fuse is faster.
The fuse is faster, and it was already pretty fast.
Yes, it's already pretty fast. So that's just normal. But yes, in the most part, because you could never say, well, we have to get all of our guys in here. In essence, there's always going to be a lot of change. There's a lot of change mm-hmm. to – I mean, right now it talks about, they love Ole Miss right now. They've got about 40 new players, about 40.
And they're sixth ranked.
And they're sixth ranked. Mm-hmm. So that's why the fuse is a little bit different across – across the country.
100.
Patience is always the best. Absolutely, yeah. To be able to do that.
Eric has it.
Yeah.
Eric has patience.
How many are like Eric out there?
I get the sense that he would be in a minority.
I think he would. Yeah. But at least he has some. Reminder, Score One Smoking. Barbecue rubs and sauces. ScoreOneSmoking.com. Chris and the guys out in Holdridge, check it out. ScoreOneSmoking.com today.
Cooler weather makes you want to get in front of a grill.
It doesn't make you want to get in front of a...
You going to get some charcoal?
When it's like 100 degrees outside, I'm like, well, I wouldn't mind standing in front of this grill for a while. Not now. We're hitting that weather. This is Chris
Perfect.
Weather.
That's right.
Yes.
Score One Smoking.
Score One.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills, Cool Parenting Tips Thursday, an early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.